It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow. Yeah.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than using Facebook Messenger for secret conversations.
Ooh.
You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by the seldom seen Pip Helix.
I do exist. Hi, everybody.
So rare that the Trump brothers want to hunt you. That's how endangered you are.
Oh, I felt a pang in my trunk.
Yes, well, yeah, we'll use you for your ivory. Also joining us, Walt Papalo. Hello, Walt.
What's going on?
Walt.
Good to have you on studio. And Joe Curry will be here when Joe
and Yeah.
Joe Curry does the Joe Curry thing.
Yes.
So, on the show, some new scams you need to be aware of. Nothing is secret, not even in your Facebook messages.
Oh, my God.
Sinclair Broadcasting has a message for you. Walt has a brand new game called Camp. I don't know what the game is. Walt will educate us. He made a radio game.
I like that, Pipster.
He just made a little church lady face at
me. He did. Yes, it was church lady. Isn't that special?
and I felt like crossing my arms over my chest for some reason.
Well, let's see if Walt should really be proud of himself.
I don't know.
Well, we judged the game, but the gauntlet was thrown down for Walt to come in with
and
an
original. I did it very easily. I'm sure you're probably going to say, that game sucks.
No, I'll tell. If it's good, I'll give you credit.
It's fun.
If it's fun, I'll give you credit.
Cool.
If it's original, I'll give you credit.
I don't know if it's original.
Oh, well, there we go. It's got to be original.
Listen, the world has been in existence for how long?
A long time.
A long time. 2,000 years?
I assure you, nobody.
I'm sure somebody came up with this game.
Did you just say 2,000 years?
I don't even know how many years. How many years? 200,000 years?
More than 2,000 years is supposed to be.
He's a creation.
No, are you seriously? Yeah.
What?
No, you're not.
I'm only counting the AD.
Oh, my dear God. It's going to be a long night.
2018.
Listen,
years.
We go to Walt for many things.
Mm.
Facts is not one of them. So we will see cans. We hope it is original and fun. I heard the music. Walt was also challenged to create an original bumper.
Oh.
So I heard that. So we'll play that. We will all. Walt is feeling very proud of himself. Like, I almost feel like I have to shit on it now.
Bumpers and cans.
Because he's so happy with himself.
Bumpers and cans. Bumpers and cans.
Yes.
Yes.
He's very pleased with
himself.
Yeah,
he is looking
so
very
I feel like we have
confident.
To,
I'm always confident.
I feel like we have to judge him harshly now.
You're going to anyway.
No, I wasn't. I'm coming.
This is an election thing that you guys are going to take out on me. I know it.
An election thing?
Election thing, yeah. Is it?
What are you talking about?
Because I like Trump and you're going to take it out on me.
There's other ways to take it out on you.
Let's see.
Not sure I understand.
I could just shit on you for 3 hours if I wanted to do that. I have no interest in that.
Is that what you come here for? You must know what you're getting when you come downstairs.
No, he's waiting for his girlfriend, Joe. Yeah, we're talking about stuff. Walt's been on the
show to come.
Yeah, funny. We've been talking about stuff, and Walt goes, "It's a liberal thing," and Joe goes, "No, I really don't think so." But Walt was really hoping twice that happened. It's these damn liberals, and Joe's like, "No, this is what's wrong with it."
Beautiful.
Walt was like, please.
He wasn't even listening. He had the thought in his head the whole time.
No, he listened. He answered you.
He actually does listen.
He does.
When he looks like he's off in dreamland, that's his listening face.
Like a dog listening to the record player. It's the same thing.
No, but he does do that. I mean, because Davin has on occasion, you know, said something to him like, what are you sleeping here? What are you doing? And he's like, no, I'm listening to everything you said. What are you talking about? This, this, or this? And he was on point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
he listens.
He does listen.
He's a good boy.
A face that looks like he's not listening. What can
that's
I say?
Just
that's
his
the
face.
Listening face.
That's just his face. And I'll tell you about the Bon Jovi concert.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to that. So we haven't seen you in eons.
It's been a while.
You're like here once every month.
Yeah, you know, that was not intentional.
So what's going on?
So, I mean, same old stuff, you know. I'm
okay, moving on.
But,
same old shit. Thank you.
No,
three
I mean.
3 hours to fill. Thanks for helping out.
Walk, that's it.
Yeah, no. No, I mean, my new normal is you know, spending time going to see my brother in the
which
rehab.
Which sucks, because I know your brother.
No, actually, you know, it's... It sucks for him to be in rehab, but he's got a good
How's
attitude.
How's Kripp Helix doing?
he's doing okay.
He had his leg amputated. Part of his leg amputated. Had diabetes.
Oh.
Had his leg amputated. So
I thought it was cool to say Kripp.
No, I thought it was awful.
Oh. Yeah, and I knew that. I knew that was
coming in. This has
already
been discussed.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. God forbid you listen.
I felt a little...
No. Awkward there. You should feel awkward for many reasons.
Now
I'll get JJ on the phone.
JJ Boyd.
No, it's okay. He's got a good attitude. He was the one telling
me.
My father
had his leg amputated.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He was just tired of kicking you in the ass.
Yeah. No, really.
Diabetes?
Same thing. Diabetes.
Same thing? Oh, yeah. My brother didn't know he had diabetes.
My father's toes were turning colors and stuff like that. He had to be taken off from the knee down.
Ooh,
that's what happened?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, this didn't stop him, though. The lawn tractor, he put a piece of wood on there on the pedal so he would push it down with his arm to start it, and he'd drive around with one leg.
That's
smart. Yeah. No, that's. I mean, the intention is that he's going to get a prosthetic, and it's like.
Yeah, it's also
my
different problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay. He did. He got it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's since died. He lasted a year after the amputation because of cancer.
Really?
But
cancer.
How old was your dad?
75, 76.
Oh, wow. All
right.
Yeah.
But the prosthetic, they put it on there, and it ties on pretty tight. And
yeah.
He was walking around with it.
Yeah, he'll be able
and
to do everything.
This was probably about 5 years ago it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But he was walking, literally, I want to say, 6 months after we got it.
That's pretty good.
Wow,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
And 5 years doesn't seem that long, but with that type of technology, I have a feeling that, like, a lot
it
of things happen.
Be better now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I
think suggested, so. I suggested a peg leg, so like wood, so he could do the whole pirate thing.
Oh, yeah. Pirates are in now.
What I said.
He was telling pirate jokes.
He would do that anyway, though.
Yeah,
no,
but he did it now, you know.
Okay.
So
he's got a good spirits about
that's
it.
That's the whole
yeah,
key.
He does.
I really believe that's the whole key
yeah.
to things like this.
Yeah.
I always said that, even if I, and you know I play softball, even if I something like that would have happened to me where I had an amputee, I would still play ball. I would figure out a way to play with the prosthetic.
It really wouldn't slow you down.
Might have to play third instead of short. But
that's true.
I heard that.
First base.
Yeah.
You can play first base.
First base.
We put a bunch of stiffs over there.
Just stand there.
Exactly. Yeah, I can see. As long as you could still hit.
Well, good for him that he didn't give up.
Yeah, no. I mean, this is recent, and so he's just, you know, easing into the routine and the rehab right now, and he likes the guy who's working with him on the therapy and stuff. So that's good. I have two distinct feelings about the place that he's in. One feeling is certain people are really good and really proactive and professional and gung-ho, and some people are just so stupid that they should be, like, locked in a closet.
It's a job to them. They
yeah.
don't care anything else except getting a paycheck and going home.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could tell the difference right away between who's who. There's a receptionist that's there almost all the time that I go and visit.
Is she hot?
No. Oh, okay. No. She's a nice older lady.
Also a nice older man.
No. Jones, not for you.
Okay.
She's a Hillary support, and she has a pussy hat.
Yeah. I just going on gut, you know? Right. Going on Yenta gut,
who
no.
Like, who does she look like famous? Julia Scotti?
Who?
That's famous, you said. What is wrong with you?
Who the heck is that? I don't know.
Who's famous?
Is that your neighbor?
One of the...
it's a comic.
One of the Golden Girls?
No, she looks like Phoebe Snow.
Who's Phoebe Snow?
Who's Phoebe... let's go another one. Who's Phoebe Snow look like famous?
The Yenta, the receptionist.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not working for me.
No, it's not.
No. I can't think of who else.
Singer, right?
She's a singer. Yeah.
I I'm thinking Phoebe Cates. That's not too bad, actually.
Yeah, no, that would fall under hot. No, yes. No. Maybe one day she was, but no.
I think Cho's not even trying anymore. 7:30 says he's going to get here. Go on.
So she's nice, and she's really helpful, and, you know, good. There's this other one that I've only run into twice. Her name is Marge. Marge.
Oh, my God.
Marge is never a good name.
Yeah. No, Marge is not a good name. And Marge is a Marge, you know. She's kooky. And the first time
if it's a good-looking girl, I'm sorry, it's Peggy.
Right.
It's Peggy.
Right, or Maggie.
Peg or Maggie, right.
Maggie.
But when you're Marge,
when you're
with large.
It rhymes with in charge.
Yeah, yeah, it's not good.
It rhymes with barge.
It's either bossy or kooky, right?
This is a Phoebe Snow.
Let me see who Phoebe Snow is. Phoebe Snow now.
Yeah.
Her? That right there?
Yeah, but a little bit older. If Phoebe Snow was a little bit older and had really... Yeah, that's more like it.
Yeah, that's
more like it. Really, that's actually, show that to Davin.
So is your haircut. Leave her alone.
Yeah, show that to Davin, the one that... Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Let me see. There she goes. So she looks like Joe with hair.
She's kind of Phoebe Snow. Yeah.
It's a little rough.
I gotta tell you, I'm not a fan of Walt. I think he could do better.
Yeah. She's, I mean,
it pains me to say it. He could do better.
I'll be honest, a little tequila?
I gotta be honest. You're gonna have to have the worm too. You can do better.
I'm sure.
Even with your wooden leg as you hobble down to first as you try to beat out a ground ball, still, I think you could do better.
Listen, I know that in the great spectrum of Phoebe Cates and Phoebe Snow, I'm much more Phoebe Snow. I'm just saying, you asked me if she was hot, and I'm saying
You also got to say this. Walt comes bearing beverages, so that raises his game, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's
a man with Snapple and ginger ale cannot go slumming.
Yeah, he said he had a Shirley Temple in his trunk.
I don't even
Boylan's.
Know.
Boylan's puts a Shirley Temple out. It's like the Shirley Temple you had when you were a kid.
And I never
but
had
I'm
a Shirley
Temple.
But I'm
an adult now, so there's a reason why I don't drink
they
that.
They make it. It's, you know, it's $5 for four bottles. It's $1.25 a bottle.
Don't sell your wares here.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, buy some fucking advertising, stupid.
I'm not selling it for me.
Well, you're certainly not selling it for me.
I'm just saying it's free. I'm giving it to you for free.
We like free. I'm saying you could do better than Phoebe.
When's the commercial break?
We'll do the commercial.
That's
we'll
a
do
long
it.
Time.
We'll do the commercial. We'll let you do a read
I'm
for
I'm going to go get one now for you two idiots.
Wow. You know what? I think Phoebe Snow's a little too good for you.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
We don't want to drink Shirley Temple and now we're assholes?
Yeah, really?
We're going to love Shirley Temple.
We don't want your grenadine-laden drink, mister.
Yeah. Oh, what did you say before, air?
Joe,
your
hurry
trunk
up, please.
Juice. Your trunk
yeah,
juice.
It's in his trunk. He's selling his trunk juice.
It's in my trunk. Beast came out of my trunk.
Oh!
Shirley Temple ride shotgun.
The back seat.
Wipe those.
Right where Walt can get to her.
Shirley Temple black.
Oh.
We don't see color here.
I do.
Yeah. You do?
That's why you can't have Phoebe.
Yeah. None for you. So
right,
anyway, back to Marge.
Marge.
So the first time I encounter Marge, all I see is the top of her head. Because I go in to sign
down
in.
On you?
No.
That's disgusting.
Ow! You said it!
I said it, but you
no!
said it to the top of her head.
Yeah.
That's the first thing me and every listener thought.
No.
No.
And now Davin's trying to shake his head like it's an etch-a-sketch.
However, I must say, as far as parts of the head you want to see of a woman, the top is probably my number one choice.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
So?
You're making me rethink things. Not at all with your political arguments, by the way, but this
rethink
way.
This one.
I'm rethinking.
All right, go ahead.
So she...
to the top of her head.
Yeah, and because she's got her
hands
head...
Hands holding her little ears.
No, she's got her head bent down, and she's in the middle of something behind
your
the
legs?
Desk. No, please, no.
Pip, don't swing that way.
No.
Let me tell you something. If you wet your fingers and put them in her ears, she's going to love it.
Is that something you've done?
I heard about it.
No, you've done that.
In prison one time.
Who would think that's
Twice.
A good idea?
I don't know.
Like, oh,
you don't wet Willy somebody blowing you. That's the worst time to wet Willy.
No. That brings on a clamp down reaction.
No, that's poor planning.
You do it before she goes.
No.
Puts it in.
No, no.
No,
wet,
not
wet,
at all.
Wet Willy is never an aphrodisiac.
No.
Try it.
I had that done to me. No.
Yeah, do me a favor. Lick your fingers, stick them in Walt's ears.
No, because I don't want to see the reaction. Trust
me.
I
might
yeah, I know. And it's the same top of the head as
He'll
March.
Start purring.
Easy there, Phoebe Snow.
It's the same top of the head as March. So she doesn't even look up. I say, hi, good evening. And when I walk in, I'm signing the book. You know, you say hello to the receptionist. Doesn't pay any attention
to
me.
Now, in her defense,
yeah,
she's an older African-American woman. That's kind of their thing.
No, that was the first one. We're on to March.
March is different.
March.
March is Phoebe Snow.
No.
Oh, no. Phoebe Snow is the other one.
Yeah, the other one. Joan is Phoebe Snow. No.
African-American?
No.
Who's African-American?
Phoebe Snow.
Phoebe Snow. The first one.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Joan.
What'd you think? She was like Trump and used orange bronzer?
I don't know what she was. She looked white to me.
No, Joan is the African-American Phoebe Snow type.
Like a Michael Jackson disease? What was that all about?
No. Some African-Americans are very light-skinned.
Cafe Latte is very sexy.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like Cafe Latte.
Yeah. It's a good look.
It is a great look.
Lisa Bonet did it for me.
Oh, yeah.
You see? That's what I'm saying.
Like I would like. I think I almost should bang black women just to have good-looking kids running around. I feel like it's my duty. Look at Derek Jeter.
Sounds like he has a choice in this.
I know. Like they're swarming the door right now to get in.
You're a black woman. Come here.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, that's all right. I'll be right there.
Yes.
And they all sound exactly
what
like that, Walt.
I don't understand why you guys are arguing with me about this.
I'm not. Dude. I'm not.
Why? You don't just come because you said come to me.
You'd be surprised. I got a radio show. Go on. and I'm playing Jokers
this
Saturday.
This is a podcast.
No, this is live.
This is live.
It's live?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're allowed to curse?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Because we said
it's too late. We already did.
All right. Okay. All right. So
you're on to Marge.
Yeah.
Marge.
Oh, Homer.
Marge.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad at all.
That's not bad either.
Marge looks like a female version of Walt here.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. Marge is white hair.
Short, dykey?
A little longer than that. Right. Yeah, what are you, Mick Jagger doing Bianca? Doing yourself? It was like fucking himself, marrying Bianca Jagger. You're too young, you don't remember. No, a little bit longer hair, and yeah, you're Marge.
Okay.
So, ducking your head down, completely ignoring me, that's Marge.
Okay.
So the next night I come in, and there's another lady there. We're both trying to sign into the book. And Marge says, cosmetic case? And she points to a cosmetic case on the counter. And we both said, no, that's not mine. I thought someone had lost it. And she was looking to see who lost it. No, she's selling it. And
okay.
Then she said, or I have lotions. So now I'm in. I have to see what the hell she's selling. I'm like, what kind of lotions? So she gets this little a little box out, and she starts pouring stuff out to the counter, and she's selling the little giveaway lotions and shampoos
hospital?
And stuff. No, that you get at a hotel.
Oh, she's selling samples.
She's selling samples that you get at a hotel, and you know the little packets you get in the Sunday paper or in a magazine with like samples of shampoos. She's selling those.
Oh, good God!
She's
allowed to do that?
No.
So what's your reporter?
Well, you know what? I just thought it was
going down on you again. So you just
so
at
no
least
loss.
If she does go down, there'll be lotion for her thighs.
I was just like
your milky thighs with some nice soft Ramada in lotion, delicious.
Yeah, it was really weird. I'm like,
a problem? That's not good.
Is this supposed to happen? Am I supposed to get shaken down for 50 cents
stethoscopes?
A
anyone?
Yeah. Tongue depressors, and they're like just like popsicle sticks. I mean, this is terrible. This is a terrible situation.
It's not the stuff that they have in the hospital. It's just stuff that she's gotten from God knows where, and she's selling it for 50 cents each.
I bet she's got ginger ale in her trunk too.
I bet
she's the type of person.
I bet she's trying to pawn that off as highbrow.
Well, comes bearing gifts
as he's slugging down one of his Snapples.
Yeah, I know.
Snapple
right?
Made from the best stuff on earth.
Made from the heaviest stuff on earth. That shit is heavy.
Well, yeah. It's in glass. It's nice. They make them in plastic now.
Yes, I do.
I want to be the Snapple lady. That looked like fun.
Here's a Snapple fact: there are more trees on Earth than stars in the galaxy.
How do they know that?
Who's counting that shit?
Who
knows? How do they know that?
That's bullshit.
That's such bullshit because they name they you could name your fucking star after yourself.
I have a star named after me.
Do you?
Yeah. We've talked about
What's it called?
I don't know.
Davin.
As well as should be. I don't know. I've never seen it. I have a certificate somewhere. We've talked about this.
I don't remember it.
The wife got this for me when we were dating.
Oh, okay.
That's like when you run out of ideas.
Yeah. Not, well, she wanted you to be a star. Done. Now you are.
This is like, you know what? I really don't value you that much. Here you go. It was either this or buying somebody like on the plane and looking through one of those magazines and ordering somebody there. I'm running out of time.
You
Let
don't
me
even know what your star name is? It's got to be Davin Rosenblatt.
No,
right?
Because
they already have names.
No, it's like astronomers,
it's like
letters and numbers,
letters
and
numbers.
Stuff like that. Yeah,
yeah.
They don't name it after you.
No,
they probably sell the same star 1,000 times.
Yeah, yeah. How would you know?
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna track down everybody that might have
who's
that.
Who's the asshole counting all the trees in the world?
Well, when you get there and you plant your little flag, you see another flag, you're gonna go, hey, what's this bullshit? You know, of course it's going to burn up because it's a star.
You know,
but
I call bullshit on that, Cap.
Hey, you're the one pawning this shit, all right? Don't blame me.
I read it, man. I didn't.
You're selling this. You're selling bullshit.
I can't even believe Snapple is in the fake news business right now.
What do you think of this show? I put this on Facebook. I put this on Facebook and you unfollowed me because you got upset about Trump. But I call Jews for Jesus fake Jews. Nothing.
I unfriended you?
No, you unfollowed me.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. We've been over this. You unfollowed me.
I'm going to follow you now.
Okay, you can follow me. But do you like that joke?
He's not walking anywhere.
I call Jews for Jesus fake Jews instead of fake news, fake Jews.
I love that.
Okay. You might see that Saturday night. Probably not.
I was really confused about that. The Jews for Jesus. When I used to work in the city, they'd be all over the place in the subway. And I'm like, what do you mean? Jews for Jesus? Doesn't that kind of negate the whole Jews part?
I used to have a joke where I go, yeah, you know, I got dressed up for Purim. I was wearing a Tim Tebow jersey. I was going as Jews for Jesus. A couple years ago when he was with the Jets. Yeah, well, all right, settle down. Trust me, I've seen what's rolling through.
I got to follow you.
Well, please do. Anyway, go on.
So I just thought that was really strange that she's selling her wares.
That's a problem. That would upset me.
I know.
I would not want a loved one in that facility, to be completely honest.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled with that.
Somebody's
going
to turn her in, though.
I'm going to say
You're
something.
Part of the problem.
You have to say something.
Yeah,
anonymously.
Gonna. No, I am.
Anonymously. You got to listen. Not for nothing.
No, not anonymously. You. I have balls. I'm going to say something.
You're followed now.
Oh, yeah. I look forward to your pithy comments whenever I post anything Trump-like.
Go ahead. Say something.
Something. I mean, I am going to say something
to
the facility.
You have to.
Because I'm like, what?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something now.
No.
You're going to say something to the facility.
Yeah, I'm going to say something to the facility.
Yeah, you have to.
This is not going to reach them. This won't fix anything.
They might be fans.
But I just thought that was really bizarre. There's some strange.
That's very ghetto.
They'll fire this lady after like 40 years of service. They'll fire her for this.
Yeah.
And then Pip will be there and she'll be looking for lotion.
And all I'll do is like dip my head down
like
and ignore people.
I almost feel like she should be.
I almost felt like she was babysitting the desk area. She's like, this is grandma, and she's going to sit in for a couple hours.
What else does she do?
I have no idea.
Maybe she's there to sell those little things. Did you ever think that?
No, she's sitting at the reception area.
Yeah, but maybe that's what her job is, to sell those little
things.
No.
It's a rehabilitation center.
You know what? You better check that out.
Yeah, I'm going to, because it was like.
Check it out. Maybe they're going to say,
it's not a bodega, stupid. It's a rehab center.
She was pulling out keychains and these cheap little chains that had the name of a local jeweler. And I know
for a fact that
those are the things that they give you as an extra gift when you buy Christmas stuff.
In her defense, this is usually the shit you pick up at garage sales. So she's so you are the target demographic.
Well, you know what, though? I scoop those off the counter in the hotel like everybody else.
Yes.
I don't go buy them from somebody else.
It's too much.
Yeah, don't hate her because she thought of it and you didn't.
I think we've all thought about it and we all said no.
Yeah, but you didn't have the venue to sell it. This lady has.
What do you think I
sell
after the comedy shows? Little soaps, lotions.
You know, Walt, you have really nice hair, and I think the next thing that would be really great is if you use this extra special conditioner that I have for you in my purse.
Ooh, Best Western. Those are hard to find around here. She had to travel for that. That's imported from the Midwest.
I got in the trunk. I got a drink for you actually in the trunk. It's called protein.
That's in the trunk,
that was in your pants.
Actually,
Oh gosh, you think I need a little extra protein? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Say no more.
I think in a place where people in a medical place.
Yeah.
I think that's a little much.
I did too. I thought that really cheapened the
look
of the place.
Yeah, I would question everything. Like, what are the doctors doing? Like for like $20, are they giving you Adderall? I mean, what's going on?
I just thought this is, well, I mean, like I said, there's some people that are really professional and dedicated and smart, and then there's the lady who thought she was doing my brother a good turn when they come around at night with a snack in case they're hungry. And the first night they're there, they're asking Diabetes Boy if he wants a PB&J. And I'm like,
I was hoping I was hoping cookies, but I like the thought.
Now,
I like the thought.
Well, they keep throwing this cranberry cocktail on his
That's full of sugar,
food.
Too.
Yeah, I said, this is water and high fructose corn syrup. There's no cranberry in this. Do not drink this. This will take
the
rest of your
body. I
like
daring him to lose another leg.
I know. What? And why?
Walt is showing off his protein.
Why do I need neuroprotein?
You're saying it's such a drink. I wasn't just making it up.
You know what? If anybody's going to deliver protein, it's going to be Mr. Helix, okay?
Yeah, I don't know if you should be offering me your protein,
it's
Walt.
It's just that size and just that color.
It doesn't have that squeeze mark in the
middle.
Really
should, right in the middle, there's a place to grab it.
Well, it depends. It depends. If I've eaten my spinach, it might.
A little protein dispenser. Ladies, are you in a prep for a blowjob? Talk to Walt Papalo. He's got protein in his trunk, and he wants to put it in your trunk.
See, I never should. Yeah, I get a bumper sticker.
You should. Yeah. This is, I'm a wizard marketing.
I've got protein in my trunk.
I have protein in my trunk, and I want to put my protein in your trunk.
Hey, Penn, I'm going to write that down.
There you go. Enjoy.
I'm going to make a bumper sticker on Vista.
You'll be selling shit after the show.
Yeah.
You want some protein in your trunk? Excuse me?
No, it's a drink, man. What'd you think?
Yeah, it's... Oh. Well, that's like that muscle milk. It's like, hello?
I got your muscle milk.
Excuse me,
I got your muscle milk
right here.
Three shakes.
Yeah, I can't even, like... I tried one of those once just to see what it was. Ugh.
No, that doesn't
it's,
sound
it's good. It's nasty. No, I didn't like
no,
it.
No, I wouldn't.
I tried... Anyway. Yeah. It's okay.
That's good. I
got the chocolate one in it.
It was made from black mussels. Jesus Christ.
Once you get chocolate
muscle
milk.
Once again, ladies, enough with the protein delivery, enough with the muscle milk.
I had some cream.
Was that like supposed to be like a
Martin Luther King? Yes. Yeah, yeah, it was.
Or Tourette's. One of the two.
Yeah, I think you know, go for the Tourette's.
You know what? There might be a job in reception for somebody with just your talents.
Yeah.
So was bottle.
As drunk by Walt, $5 on eBay. Get that Walt DNA. Ooh, I heard he pitches too.
Well, I heard he catches.
When are we playing ball? Is this happening? Or do we have a
it's
team?
It's happening.
Do we have a team?
It's happening.
Is John on the team? Ivorone on the team?
Yes, he's on the team.
Okay. Good. Very good. All right. Anything else?
No, that's pretty much my excitement for the.
For that story.
Well, to our credit, we got 25 minutes out of that bullshit. So.
That's what usually happens.
So I
bring up nonsense and go.
Thank you. This is what the show misses when we don't have you.
Thank you.
This is why we need you.
Thank you.
Pip delivers the turds.
Yeah, she's a pip.
Now Pip delivers good stuff. Pip and Joe. Joe delivers depressing stuff.
Yeah.
Pip delivers fun stuff.
Fun
for us.
Divorce, he would have more happy stuff. Right?
I would hope.
That's always mixed in with suicide and my dad killed himself. It's kind of a downer.
Well, I came in with my brother's missing a leg, but I couldn't help myself.
I got an hour of comedy out of that.
I know. That was a fun night. As sickly, sick enough, that was a fun night.
You were really depressed.
I was.
And I turned frowns upside down. It's a talent. Walt does not appreciate my talents.
Oh, I do. I appreciate it.
I don't think the way you should. So last week I had a bunch of thoughts on Passover, and now that it's wrapped up, I got a few more thoughts.
Oh, okay. I have to learn about this.
Well, you should have listened to last week's show. You should have been here last week.
I should have.
Who was here last week?
Denise from Bananas.
Oh, really? She came?
First time on the show. Positive
she did come up, huh?
Yeah, positive feedback on her. She's great on the show.
Yeah, good.
She's very comfortable.
Where does she live?
She lives in Jersey. Bergen County.
It's a big state.
Okay. Bergen County. Right. Bergen County, Jersey.
Let's tell everybody your address, just for
her
fun.
Address,
so do you know her social security number?
Yeah, I'll be happy to.
And her PIN.
We actually talked about the weekend where you came down to hang out with me.
Yeah.
We talked about that on the air.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
The whole thing that happened?
Did not mention the comic's name, but everything else, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Right. Yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah.
And like
all you got to do is a little research. You can figure out who the comic is.
That's fine. That's fine. He's an ass. He's a bitch. That's fine.
Ooh, I got to listen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm planning on bringing my laptop into the rehab so my brother can listen with me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, fine.
Denise did not know the bitch move that this comic did to Walt.
Oh, I see.
Really put Walt in a bad situation.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I told Walt as much. I go, Walt's like, I'm uncomfortable. I go, you should be. This is bullshit. You should not be in the middle of this.
That's correct.
Okay.
And as your friend, I told you, stay out of this.
I'm out of it.
I know you are. But, yeah, this is, you know me. I get along with most people I work with.
Yeah, most of the time, yeah. Well, you know what? The reasons that you've told me, reasons that you've been, like, from going, you know, repeating at a place or with a booker or something, are bullshit reasons.
This was another bullshit thing.
Yeah, they usually are. They're stupid.
Anyway, so I realized, you know, like how after Easter, everybody rushes to the supermarket to get half price?
Yeah.
Easter candy.
Yeah.
As soon as Passover is over, nobody's going, we got to get to the supermarket to get 50% off gefilte fish. Nobody goes. Nobody wants half-price gefilte and matzah.
No, but I want those macaroons, goddammit.
You want macaroons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Macaroons are amazing. And if they're marked down, bonus.
Macaroons are not amazing.
No, amazing. And they have different flavors.
They
amazing.
Do have different flavors.
Like almond macaroons.
They are hard to
fuck
find.
Yeah.
My wife
yeah,
likes
but if
you
can't find
get
them,
can't find them.
Yeah, but if you find them, fuck yeah.
They're the holy grail of macaroons.
And marked down? Yeah.
You know, it's the same story I had with the nurse who was selling the keychains. Same face.
Can't help it if you don't But you don't go to the supermarket half price on jelly beans?
I don't.
Half price chocolates?
Yeah, like after Halloween, I'll go in.
All right, same thing, same prep.
For the most part, though, it's gone morning. Like,
no, the move is you go and you get the Hershey's Kisses in that holiday color wrapper right after that holiday is over because they're still Hershey's Kisses, but they're not in the little pastels. You don't want the little pastels anymore. I don't give a shit. They're chocolate.
I have the little York peppermint patty shaped as hearts.
Yes.
Valentine's Day.
Or eggs,
perfectly good.
Yeah.
All right. So, what was the story on that?
Well, I was just an observation. I also realize I've always been out of step with the Jewish people, as we know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not. Well, there's Jews, and then there's me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I was brought up Jewish, but I kind of beat to my own drum.
Well, I say you're a cultural Jew, not a religious Jew.
I realize I never would have been delivered from Egypt. You know the story of Passover.
Mm-hmm.
The Jews are enslaved, mm-hmm. and you know God decides to release
Passover them.
No, so I would just imagine like we're about to leave,
right?
Like, and I'm in my little hovel, my little slave hovel,
mm-hmm.
and I'm cooking my bread,
mm-hmm.
and God's like, you know, it's time to go, mm-hmm. and I would just be like, really, really? This would be me and God. You sit on your ass for 400 years, you watch us be enslaved, you watch us be degraded, and now we're in a fucking rush, and you can't give me 20 minutes to let my bread rise? I'd be reading God the Ride. I'd be like, I think you're a little inconsiderate. I think you're wrong. And I'll tell you one thing. I don't think my ancestors are going to like this flatbread that doesn't go. You can't make a sandwich with it. And I'd be bitching at God, and I think I'd heat smite me. I don't think I ever would have made it out, because you know me.
Yeah.
I can't stand incompetence and poor preparation. And I got to be honest, I think God dropped the ball.
Well, no, you definitely would have a big problem, because I could see you arguing with God. You know, I mean,
I'd
like,
win too.
According to scripture, if you tap the rock twice, you're in trouble.
If
you,
I what now?
If you tap the rock twice.
What
God
is this?
Said,
that's not what you said first.
No, not rock, not cock.
Rock, not cock. No, you can tap that as many times as you want.
Squeeze it.
Like get a protein drink. It's good.
Until somebody argues with you, just go ahead and tap. I forget who it was. Was it Downing Thomas? That the God said, this is what you'll do. Don't ask me any questions. And he tapped the rock.
Really?
Nothing happened. He tapped it again. He was smited. I don't know.
Here's the problem with God. He thinks who he is, and I have no tolerance for that.
I don't have any tolerance for that either. I would be tapping away. Nothing happened, you fucker!
So you agree with me, like if I had been in biblical times, I never would have been delivered.
No, I wouldn't have. I agree you would not. I would not have either. That's why I'm an atheist. This bullshit has
right,
to
there's
stop.
There's a reason. Like, I'm over Passover, I started to realize why I am the way I am. Then I had a conversation with my dad. This is true, too. And then, by the way, this might wind up on your show on Saturday. But this is true, too. So my parents go away for Passover. They don't, because you know, during Passover, you have to get rid of all the bread and stuff, and you have to really clean the house. Mm-hmm. And they're old. They don't want to do that anymore. I don't blame them. So they go away to this hotel where all the other Jews congregate, and they bring in entertainment
and
all the meals. It's a nice thing, you know.
Oh, my God, that's really fun.
Yes, well, it's still, you're with Jews. So how much fun is it? And to be honest, this is one of the, I talked about this on the air. I performed there, and they tried to shut me down in the middle of the show with the rabbi. So remember, this is that place. We shared that story.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So again, it's not that much fun.
All right.
If you're not hanging out with Jews like me, you're hanging out with Jews.
Oh.
It's a little different.
That.
I mean, you know, again,
them.
Paul, you know, Walt might like to mock me, say I'm Jewy, but I'm a fun Jew.
Yeah.
I'll let you do you.
Yeah, he's fun a little.
No, he's the garden variety Jews I grew up with. Anything
garden variety?
Yeah,
Jews.
Yeah. Anything more religious than that, I'm
Jewish
a little scared.
You find this outside little yarmulke, holding a little lamp. That's where you find us.
Hold the little lamp.
We are little garden variety Jew gnomes. That's what we are.
But the light is off because he's saving money.
No, the light's off on the Sabbath.
that's right. So he has to put it down.
So they
somebody else might come along and pick it up for
be
him.
Solar.
So one of the things one of the things they have for entertainment is they're going to go to opening day of the Yankees. They like a group of them, which is great. My dad's never been to opening day. Big Yankee fan. This is great. Opening day gets rained out.
Yeah.
So they reschedule the next day.
It's still miserable.
It was still miserable. The game was delayed an hour and a half.
Yeah.
They still went.
Wow.
Which I didn't know if they would or not. But again, they're Jews. They paid. I should have known. I did it.
All you got to do is play the odds on that.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about it. You're right. So there's nobody in the ballpark. I don't know if you guys saw the game.
Yeah, there was nobody there.
There was nobody there.
Opening day.
So, you know, being the Jews they are, they got the group tickets. They're, you know, all the way down the right field line in the 400s. That's where these teams put the groups.
Under the overhang, though.
Right, under the overhang.
Yeah, which is the way to go.
Yeah, still, you're all the way up right field and in the upper.
Wind whips around that place.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I live up in the 400s, so I know speak.
I mean, I'm going to a game in a couple of weeks in the 400, but I can't.
Anyway, 426!
So I go to my, so he's like, we went to the game.
Give him a shout out.
Yeah, when why not? 426!
Oh, that's your group.
That's where we usually sat.
That's not to be proud of.
No.
it's not like you're shouting out field level or anything.
Yeah, but the rest of the peons understand me.
You know where I sit?
What?
Right in front of my TV. Never.
Oh, no, it's good to go to the ball game.
You want to go to a minor league game, though. I like going to minor league games.
Yeah, but they're close. Yeah. I get home. It doesn't take me 4 hours to get home. It's not $750 to go.
It's not that
bad. Not in the 400s. It's cheap. I got two tickets for $13.
Yeah, it's cheap. Yeah.
At Yankee Stadium.
And you're complaining that you're in 436?
No, I'm not complaining, but I normally don't sit there anymore.
You have
I know
to hire...
I'll be bored. I know I'll be bored.
But you have to hire a Sherpa because it's like up
and you're up there.
It's
so
up
anyway,
there.
There's nobody in the ballpark. There's nobody in the ballpark.
Yeah.
They're all the way up there. I go, well, why didn't you guys move?
Right.
He goes, there was 24 of us. You know how hard it is to move? I go, you're Jews on Passover. The whole holiday is about Jews getting up to move to someplace else. That's what the whole holiday is about.
This is our cultural imperative, taking these seats.
This is a conversation I had with him. A true conversation I had with
him. Nobody wanted to take charge. Nobody named Moses.
That's
right,
what I'm saying.
Right.
This is a so they didn't move. They didn't move. So my point is, if my dad was advising Moses in the biblical times, we'd be doing this show in Egypt right now instead of New York.
No, we wouldn't because Pharaoh wouldn't have it.
Oh, Pharaoh'd be fine with it. But I mean, I could see my dad talking.
Pharaoh force it.
I could see my dad talking to Moses. You know what? It's a little inconvenient. Why don't we wait until the next time God rains down frog and vermin, and we'll go then? I mean, really?
all this partying, it's so much effort. A fish might jump out and smack me.
I don't understand this. It's an empty ballpark. Get up and fucking move.
Scared.
All 24 of you.
Yeah, why
Am
not?
Am I wrong?
There's power in...
I didn't think that they had to pay, like pay the guy off.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that.
But seriously, here's the thing. If the usher stops you, you play the Jew card. Go, listen. We're Jews. It's Passover. This is what we do. Stopping us is like telling kids you can't go trick or treating. It's what the holidays are part. Don't discriminate, and you keep on moving.
That's
you go. Don't be an anti-Semite.
Right.
There you go.
Should do that every time.
Yes, it's always good.
You're not letting me move down into better seats because I'm a Jew.
Yes,
there's nobody here. Who am I bothering?
And here you actually had biblical.
That would work.
And you know what you do? Here's what you do. When it stopped raining an hour and a half later, you go see. See, God parted the Red Sea for us. He's parting the clouds. See, that's because you let us move down. I mean, if you're going to be a Jew, play the few things you have going for you. It's not hiding good looks. Those are not things we have.
That's not true.
Yeah,
no,
I didn't think of it. No, these are the things I think of, Walt. These are the and again, I might share this with the audience on your stage because this just occurred to me because of the conversation I had.
These are the things that popped in his head on Passover.
Yes.
This is how he spent the time.
Not the spirituality.
When do you want the light?
Trust me. You're going to be happy I'm on your stage. I know. I don't do area codes and fun stuff like that.
Hey, listen, that guy's good.
He's fantastic.
Mitchell Walt is fantastic.
I didn't say he's not.
Yes.
He's fantastic.
He's one of the outlaws of comedy.
Yes. Outlaws of comedy.
Area codes? I don't know this bit. Sorry.
Come to the show. You'll see it.
Was it Saturday?
Saturday night. Elisa's going to be there. Why is she going to be there?
See if I can.
9 o'clock, 8 central.
Really? Like we got people flying in from the Midwest to see this stupid show. Maybe get a game of bowling and a comedy show. Let's come in from Colorado for it. Maybe get some protein drinks and some Shirley Temples while we're there.
Yeah, I don't know if I want protein drinks from the comedy club.
Hi, yes. We'd like to go to Joker's. Is Mr. Boyd going to be performing? No, and don't come back.
J.J. Boyd.
Walt has enemies.
Oh.
I'm not one of them.
I like it. I'm going to be like Hannity on Kimmel.
Oh, Christ.
Hannity on Kimmel.
They were fighting with each other back and forth. I lost track.
Oh.
Sean Hannity and Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Kimmel threw the flag in.
Kimmel apologized. But I don't know.
Why did he get too far?
What?
Did he go too
far?
It was
nasty between the two.
What happened was Kimmel made fun of Melania Trump reading to the kids on Easter because she said in the kids' book, this and that instead of this and that.
Okay.
Is that what started it?
Yes.
Because of her accent?
Because of her accent.
That's stupid.
So Jimmy Kimmel started.
That was kind of stupid.
Jimmy Kimmel started, oh, yeah, this and that. And everybody started laughing and I guess he said to his Mexican band leader or whatever.
Kimmel did.
Yeah.
Okay.
He says, you know what that means? That means that you can be the first lady of the country or something like that because of the accent.
So that's kind of funny, actually, that part. But yeah.
But Hannity came out and said, listen, man, you're attacking the first lady. You know what? She's not going to fight you back, but now I am.
Because I'll tell you what, Hannity would never attack a first lady. Hannity's way too classy for that.
Whatever the case, he did it, and what he did was he went, now he had all his people pull out clips of Jimmy Kimmel where he's got this whole Me Too thing going on.
Oh, I've talked about this on the show,
and
hypocritical.
Jimmy Kimmel, you know, was
with the trampolines.
Bits where he had girls on the street.
Oh, yeah, I remember the man.
I called him out on this show. I said Kimmel needs to stop.
Yeah.
He's a hypocrite.
He's a hypocrite.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he was hitting him.
I'm sure Kimmel filed back, too.
Kimmel, he was doing it, saying he was doing it, and then eventually he said, I can't. Somebody must have said to him, Jimmy, they're pulling out every bit, and you're looking like an asshole here.
Yeah.
It's hard to look like an asshole against Hannity.
Hannity that night said, listen, I got more stuff. I'm going to let bygones be bygones, but I'm keeping this stuff.
Listen.
And if it happens again, I'm just pulling
And
it
you
out.
Know what Kimmel could have pulled out? Hey, one of us is getting sued for perpetrating a false story, and it's not me. And then you drop the mic.
That's
what Kimmel could have done. However, making fun of the first lady for her accent is lame. There are plenty of things
That's correct.
Yes, it was lame.
Go after Trump. Don't go after his
you
wife.
Can go
don't,
after
don't go after his little kid either.
No, I agree
don't
with that.
Yeah,
after,
no.
No.
They did.
I wouldn't do that either.
No.
I would go after Melania for her cyberbullying bullshit, you know, considering who she's married to.
Exactly.
That's fair game.
Yeah, that is.
That's fair.
Because that's policy. That's right. Not her accent. It's like,
no, that's lame. That's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, that was really lame.
Especially, I mean, Hannity was like, listen, this is not her first language, or second, or third, or fourth. This is her fifth language.
Well, I don't know if it's her fifth language.
It's her fifth language.
She speaks a lot of languages.
I'll tell you what, she's got better command of it than her husband does.
Yes.
When is she going to teach the president how to speak English?
Five languages and lesbian pictures. That's the first time in history that's ever happened.
Yeah, we're so proud.
I am.
Nobody else had a camera.
Listen, Hannity is the biggest blowhard in Creep, in Yuck. But in this case, it's low-hanging fruit. Come on, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Really?
No, that was really lame.
And, while reading East, I mean, she's doing something nice. I'm taking your word for it that this happened.
It happened. It's exactly how it happened.
Okay, well, then you know what? He's wrong.
No, he was wrong. That was lame.
That's why he apologized.
On the other hand, though, don't you think that any artist has the ability to grow and mature? I mean, are we always...
It doesn't seem like Jimmy has.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is that, yeah, I understand. He went low, so that's why they're bringing up all the man show stuff. But I mean, like, are you always supposed to be held to the first joke you told?
The
most ridiculous things he did.
That all that man stuff he did.
That's what got him where he is.
Yeah,
you're right, it did.
But he's got to know that at that point, you don't have to come out and say, hey, I'm a big Me Too guy.
Right.
Be a Me Too guy, but don't say
Nobody
it.
Nobody wants to hear that guy with that history telling us how to act.
That's right.
That's the problem.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he was, I haven't seen it. If he's getting all preachy about it, it's like, you know, you're not going to be the poster boy for this, really.
I think he talked a lot about it at one of the award shows.
Yeah.
I mean, there's better spokespeople than Jimmy Kimmel for it.
Absolutely. I'm just saying
now,
that...
Now, the message is good.
Well, I mean, the message is good. He's not the best messenger,
right,
considering his background. But don't we let... Do we ever let people evolve from their previous infractions?
Sure.
Do we ever let people off the hook for what they did when they were less mature? Or, you know, before they learned things.
They're still... We'll go to Trump.
When's he going to evolve?
But they're bringing up stuff, you know, Trump University that happened years and years
ago. No, he just settled the lawsuit. It didn't happen years
ago.
He just settled.
Years ago.
He settled the lawsuit.
Yeah, he settled it now.
But I'm talking about maturity. I'm not talking about fraud.
Yeah, I mean, well, okay.
And one's a crime. One's making questionable artistic decisions.
Right. Right.
I mean, listen, there's something to that. But again, you can be that guy. You can go, hey, I evolved. But I get when people go, you don't need to be the spokesperson.
Right. Let somebody else step up to the plate.
I'm not speaking the way you are, but then again, I was never ogling girls on trampolines.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, I don't want, you know, a certified wife beater saying, you know, I've changed. I don't do that anymore. So now I'm no more wife beating.
You know what? It's like listening to a born again Christian. It's the same thing. I can't do that. Hey, I used to do coke off of hookers' asses, and you know,
but now I've been saved.
Yeah, I can't take that.
No,
it's like I was never an asshole. Why do I got to listen to you?
Yeah, right. It's like stop. You're not the moral authority.
So I hold Jimmy to the same standard that I hold a born again Christian. I get it. You're happy. You're evolved. We don't want to hear from you.
You don't preach.
So.
Don't
God
preach.
Damn it! I hate when I have to sign with Hannity. I had to sign with Laura Ingraham too. Ugh,
it's a bad day.
Laura Ingraham went back to form too, so she's a CUNT. She's ridiculous
It's a bad day.
No, okay. She's ridiculous as well. Here's why. Very briefly, I don't know if you guys have been following. So she made a joke about David Hogg, the Parkland student that's been out there with the gun advocate. This
right, he was in the shooting and he got out.
Right. Yes,
and he wasn't harmed.
Right.
Correct. So he's. Okay. So he's.
Neither was I. I wasn't harmed either.
You weren't there.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're a crisis actor. Anyway.
doesn't matter.
So anyway,
me and him are equal.
No. Anyway. So he puts out there something about not getting into all these universities, which I don't know why you would tweet that, but he puts it out there.
What do you mean not get? What,
he didn't get accepted to a bunch of universities he applied to. Very good.
Oh,
school.
He applied to. Okay.
Yeah, very good schools. I don't know why you would put that out there.
Right.
He put that out there.
Not sure
Maybe
why.
Because he was saying. Hey, I survived this.
No, he wasn't. He was just
be allowed in now.
No, he was just putting it out there. Okay. I don't know why.
That makes no sense. But go ahead.
Fine, exactly.
Yeah,
so Laura
choice.
Ingraham goes something like tweets like, "Well, I guess he's gonna. I guess we can look forward to him whining about this now." It was a joke.
Yeah, but what's wrong with that?
Well, here's what happened.
What did I miss on?
Well, what happened is you have this guy who survived this gun tragedy. He's fighting, and he saw his classmates killed and everybody. So she's saying that's whining. I see both.
Oh, whining about this too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Cool.
All right. If she said that, then that was wrong.
Right. Well, right. Whatever. Okay. To me, not smart. She said a lot worse things in her history. To me, it's a joke that didn't land. David Hogg goes, I think everybody should boycott her.
Boycott her and the sponsors that are paying for the
Well, yes, right. Boycott the sponsors. So all the right. So a bunch of sponsors started pulling
yeah,
out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Big ones.
Yeah, so she
Big
went.
Ones, wow.
So Laura Ingraham went away for a week, and again, I'm not a.
It was a vacation that was planned. She didn't leave because.
Well,
of
we'll
that
see.
Week.
Bill O'Reilly went on one of those vacations too, and we never saw him again.
Well, she was back last night.
She was ridiculous as always. But here's the thing. I was kind of like supporting her. You know what? This is a little much. We're overreacting.
Yeah,
it was a stupid thing. But
yeah.
Really. But then here's where she lost me, as she often will. She goes, "Well, you know, the left is really trying to stifle free speech." No, it's both sides. They went after Kathy Griffin. You know, I don't remember Laura Ingraham sticking up for Kathy Griffin and saying this is wrong. No, at some point you need to take responsibility. Go, you know what? I'm a public figure. I said some things that upset some people. I understand why they boycotted me. Let's move on. Don't blame the left. Don't blame the right. Take responsibility and move on. But she does what they. That's which is why she
but
lost.
Isn't that her right of free speech though?
Yes, absolutely. But it's my right to call her a hypocrite and a loser for that.
Sure.
Where I was kind of supporting her, going, this is a little much. We don't really have to out of all the stupid shit she says to like LeBron James, why don't you just dribble the ball? I mean, you know, when he's given, you know, what all the, and she said things anti-homosexual, whatever. For that, I thought David Hogg was a little too much here. It's like, bro, slow down. We don't got to boycott him for this.
Yeah,
it was
no.
a joke that didn't land.
Yeah, no, it was really in poor taste. But I you know, it's like everybody, oh, you know, boycott them, storm the castle. No,
there's things we could boycott.
Yeah, there's bigger fish to fry. There
you,
really
you know,
are.
When the company started boycotting, started pulling out of places that were like selling rifles, or we would stop dealing with the NRA.
Yeah.
That's an important issue. Whether you agree with it or don't agree,
that's an important issue.
All right, I can understand why we're boycotting.
Yes.
When we're doing it over jokes that don't land.
Yeah.
It's a little much.
Yeah, no, that's too much.
But
I mean,
Laura Ingraham had the opportunity to address the situation and be above the fray and not point fingers, go, listen, this is on both sides. Because Bill Maher did it on his show. Bill Maher said, you know, it's on both sides, they got to stop.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, Laura Ingraham, being the partisan hack that she is, did not do that. But whatever.
Yeah, no, no, it was an overcorrection. But the thing is, it's like, yeah, lady, shut up.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, you've
got a right to say
not shut up. You have the freedom of speech, but you know what? You have to take it when there is a repercussion.
Whine. Don't whine.
Yeah, she's doing what she accused him of doing.
You know, like whining. Like if say I'm at Walt's Club this weekend.
Yeah.
And I do a joke that walks half the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And Walt tells me, listen, this group is really sensitive ahead of time.
Okay.
You know, so be careful what you do up there. And I decide to push the envelope. If Walt tells me, listen, I like you, but I can't have you back at my club, you didn't listen, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not blaming somebody. Yes, I think they're sensitive Sally's.
Right.
But it's a business decision.
But now it's on you.
I've shown some poor judgment.
Yes.
And this is the correction. Do I think maybe it's a little much? Yes.
Yeah.
But it's a business decision.
I'm reading the quote right here, and it says, Ingraham, host of the Ingraham Angle, tweeted last month, David Hogg, rejected by four colleges to which he applied, and whines about it.
Right, which is yeah.
Not two.
But that was a play. But that's a play on, because a lot of people on the right are tired of David Hogg and call him a whiner. That's
but
what
he's
it is.
But he whines about it.
A lot of people would say he's not whining.
But you know what?
What
if that
say wrong?
No, that those exact words.
It's like I said, it's a little much.
I don't see
it's a little
the
much.
Fault.
The overreaction was a little much.
Yeah, a lot much.
I agree with that. Agree with that. My,
if it was two, then
I even said it. I said if it was two, then that was it. But
I know what she
that.
Was going for. I know what she was going for. Like I said,
I guess we can guess that too, but it's not exactly what she said.
I said David Hogg was a little much on that.
Yeah, it was.
Not a little much. A lot much.
He's also a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah.
But like I said, Laura Ingraham had the opportunity to actually be an advocate for free speech. Instead, she decided to play the partisan card, much like Ted Nugent does, which is why I got no use for him.
Ugh.
But then she came out. Ingraham later apologized on Twitter, writing, any student should be proud of a 4.2 GPA, including David Hogg.
And he didn't accept the apology.
In the spirit of Holy Week, I apologize for any upset or hurt tweet. Hurt by my tweet caused by him or his brave victim. As
right. And then it goes out, like, did she really mean the apology?
What did she do? Oh, she didn't really apologize there?
No, I'm not saying I think that.
I didn't know she didn't really apologize because it looked like an apology.
No, what I'm saying is people who want to, who have an angle, will say it was a forced apology.
And maybe that's
like
true.
People did with Kathy Griffin.
Right, but we don't know what her intention was. That sounded perfectly fine to me.
I'm not the type of person that judges people on this shit.
Yeah, no.
But what I'm saying is you have people on both sides who do it if it fits their narrative.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with what she said in this instance.
No, and I don't have a problem with her apology either.
There's a difference with Kathy Griffin, though. This here is what she said was nothing. Kathy Griffin was holding the severed head of a likeness of the President of the United States.
But you also have to... Yes, that's worse.
There's no way you're misconstruing that.
No.
Well, here's the thing, though. They're two different... Laura Ingraham is a political pundit. Kathy Griffin is a comedian. So you could argue...
A severed head in her hand.
She's a prop comic. What do you want me to tell you?
Oh, my God.
No, listen. I didn't like the thing. I mean, I thought she had a right to do it. But I didn't have a problem with it from people who want to back away from her.
So what happens if we get like a jihadist now that says, you know what?
But Kathy Griffin,
they already had that idea.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
Kathy Griffin's
not a
jihadist.
A real picture with the president's head and holding it and stuff like that.
But they are not going to Kathy Griffin for their great jihad ideas.
Yeah, that's stupid.
They already have their ideas.
You can't even say I'm going to kill the president.
Have you heard that? Have you heard the things Ted Nugent said about Obama and Hillary?
Well, he should be in jail.
He shouldn't be in jail.
You can't threaten or make a threat on the president.
Well, that's why you get investigated and they find out how serious the threat is.
Yeah.
My problem with Ted Nugent was he says all these horrible things about Obama and Hillary, and then he comes down on Kathy Griffin. No.
No.
You can't do that.
No.
You're in the same boat.
Yeah.
That's my problem with Ted Nugent. You want to say these horrible things? Fine. It's not things I would do.
I don't even care.
No.
Yeah,
I'm not
even a big fan of Cat Scratch Fever.
I think Stranglehold's the best song. I like Stranglehold. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
how about you, Pip?
Yeah, no.
Let's talk about relevant musicians.
Of course, I like Cat Scratch Fever.
Pip Scratch Fever?
You asked.
Why Cat?
I like cats.
Cats?
Yeah. Anybody who listens to the show knows I have a lot of cats.
No, I don't listen to any podcasts.
I know you don't.
I'm going to talk to you about something later.
Oh, yeah?
What?
Maybe. It's a tease.
I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to Dad.
Fine.
Stay tuned.
Talk to her when I go pee.
He's got a protein/Shirley Temple drink thing he wants to run by me.
I'm going to shoot it right down your throat.
Oh man. I'm definitely going to get out of here.
I was scared. I thought I was getting your muscle milk, but this sounds much better.
Scary things are happening here during the break.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about a relevant musician, or at least more relevant than Ted Nugent.
Yes, please.
So saw Bon Jovi.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, third time I'm seeing him. Now, the wife does not usually like going to concerts. Like going to the live concert thing.
Right.
Which is why, you know, very often I'll ask you
yeah.
or Joe or my yeah. friend Scott or my friend or Walt. You know, I'll go with friends.
You almost said my friend Walt.
He's my friend. People don't understand it.
No,
but Walt's my friend. I don't have to agree with him
on
most.
I get it on the other side too.
What?
I get it on the other side too. People don't understand it.
Yeah, sure.
I say yes. I call you an acquaintance.
Oh, really? Wow. That's a little mean. I don't know if you'll be here for segment two. I got to be honest with you.
I still have a game. I got a game.
I don't know if we're gonna play a game.
I don't know. We might have other things to discuss.
An acquaintance would not take a chance. An acquaintance would not take a chance with you, game. It's a little hurtful, but.
Really?
But I say you don't have to agree with somebody on everything,
no,
or even most things. You find the things you have in common.
Yeah.
And you enjoy that aspect of it.
Right.
You don't have to, I mean, you know, Joe and I certainly don't agree on many things.
No.
It's fine.
No, you still can get along.
That's part of the problem with the mentality of this country. Everybody has to think exactly like me, otherwise I can't talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
Which has never been my way. I think it makes for a much more interesting life to have different views in it.
Yeah,
sometimes
absolutely.
It's frustrating.
Sure. Oh, sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's why I don't really comment on Walt's page anymore, because I know how it's going to turn. I move on. There's other things I could talk to Walt about.
It's like, not going to change his mind, not going to win here. Gotta go.
Exactly. Yeah. You go, there's other things.
Yeah.
Nobody changing my mind.
No, of course not. Anyway, so I was a bit surprised that she went to go see Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen him in about 10 years. We saw him open up the Prudential Center,
mm-hmm.
and we saw him open up MetLife.
Oh, wow.
We won't go see Bon Jovi unless he's opening up a stadium.
Was he cutting the ribbon?
What did he open up?
What?
What did he open up now?
No, nothing. He was just back up to the Prudential Center.
They broke their tradition.
This was the first time I'd seen them since Richie Sambora left the band in the middle of the 2013 tour.
I was wondering when you know.
Phil X, some guy Shanks. It's a different band. Basically, the people that you remember are, of course, John Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Tico Torres, the drummer.
Right.
And Joe's new friend, the keyboardist, David Bryan.
Right.
Those are the and then a bunch of people that, unless you're like a hardcore Bon Jovi fan,
you don't know.
You probably don't remember. Even though some of them have been with them like a long time.
But they're still the new guy.
Yeah, you're always the new guy.
You know?
You're always the new guy.
Yeah.
Even though you've been, like with Kiss, everybody else is the new guy, even though they've been with Kiss longer than Ace and Peter ever were.
Yeah.
Just the way it is.
To some people, Ron Wood is the new Stone. It's like, really?
Yeah.
He's 100.
Right.
Really?
You're
the new guy?
You're always the new guy.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. So go to the Prudential Center. Parking $40.
$35.
Ow.
$40.
Here's a great thing about parking
in
Newark.
There's nowhere else to park, though.
That's not true.
Where can you park over by like the
I parked on the street a couple blocks up.
Really?
I park every time I go to a hockey game or a concert. Yeah.
What street is near there?
Well, it's the middle of the town, so I went up
Lafayette. I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the Izod Center over in the middle.
No, there's no that place is closed down.
Yeah.
But no, there's street parking. You got to look.
Yes. No, I get that.
So I'd much rather look for a little bit than pay
$40. Yeah.
So we didn't have time to eat before we headed to
you and him, by the way.
No,
I do the same thing.
Yeah. You want to pay $40?
No.
I'll pay $40 to park close. Yeah. You're going out.
I was two blocks away.
It's a night.
I was two blocks away.
It's part of the expense of the experience.
Yeah, part of the. Then I got to wait for the asshole to get my car. God. And I had that issue last time when I saw the Scorpions.
We're never going to see eye to eye.
No, because you're wrong.
No, really.
And the sooner you realize that, the sooner we can go forth.
Really, really. I mean,
$40. How's that going to change your life?
Get on the page here, Walt. You're not going to win.
Ringing in my ear. Somebody's talking about me.
Donald Trump is. He wants to put you in the cabinet. He thinks you're the right guy.
He sent me a letter the other day.
What?
He did?
Yeah. Thank you for your support.
Asking for money.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's for the campaign already?
Yeah.
You know, I get pissed off when Adam Carolla's asking for a GoFundMe for a movie. I'd get pissed off if a billionaire is asking me for money for a presidential campaign. Did you send?
No.
Okay, good man.
And I got a what do you call it? A survey. They get filled out. He's asking for a survey.
Survey.
Like, what do they call it? What they were putting down if you're
census?
Census?
Like a census type.
He doesn't send the census.
Well, somebody in his office did. They're asking questions. I didn't read the questions.
Really?
This all came about because I bought the pint-sized glasses that have the gold seal 45th president.
Oh, good God. Coming to a garage sale near you.
No way.
Oh, those are the family heirlooms now? Yes. Your son and daughter each get one?
They each get one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Do they want them?
I spent all your money, but here, enjoy your Trump glasses.
My God.
They love them.
Oh. Yeah, they'll cherish it forever.
It's congenital. That My disease. Kids,
what?
Loving Trump.
Loving Trump.
No, I don't want to hear anything about buying tchotchkes and bullshit after that.
Go ahead.
Did you buy the coin from the Franklin Mint?
It's on order.
I hope so. God.
It's on order.
Ugh. that sounds terrible.
No.
So we didn't have time to eat. So
right.
Figured we'll get something in Newark.
Yeah.
Newark, not in the stadium, but in Newark.
It's a city. Yeah. It's a city.
Sure.
There should be something around.
Sure. McQuarters was right there.
McQuarters.
It's called McQuarters. That's really awesome.
This I should have known. I did not. Within walking distance.
Yes.
I did not know. So we're walking around, and I got to tell you, not much there. Tons of nail salons. I don't know, I don't know what these black people are doing, but they're importing Asians and moving them to Newark, and every two doors, there's a nail salon. A little much.
Nails are important.
Clearly.
Yeah.
You know what you're saying? It's a black neighborhood, they're not.
No, it's a cultural thing.
Yeah. Black neighborhood. Yeah.
I know it is. Two blocks away, it's a bad neighborhood.
Right? I didn't say it's bad. I said it's black.
No.
I didn't say it's bad.
No, I'm saying it's bad. If you walk,
it was fine.
We were
walking around.
Away,
it was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
All right, go ahead.
It's also the night of an event, so maybe it's a little
bit
more.
I grew up in Jersey City. I know a little bit more about Newark than
you. I know. You and your badass street cred. We're all impressed. Selling Shirley Temples. You doing that on the mean streets of Jersey City,
no,
too?
I'll crack one of those bottles over somebody's head.
I'm sure you will.
Like the Jets.
And the Sharks.
Okay.
I was talking to the New York Jets.
Did
like, what how would they get into this?
Is that what the fans are doing now?
Yeah, really. Hey,
some
you.
Fans started dancing.
I'd like to see that.
Hey, you want a sports team that's not my team? Bam! Crack.
So we're looking around for some place to eat. I go, oh, there's a halal place. So,
oh, wow.
So I don't want to get that. I might get sick. I'm like, basically, halal just means no pork.
Yeah.
It's fine. We should get the halal place. So we keep walking around, and all there is McDonald's. And here's the thing. If you don't eat fast food, you can't eat McDonald's.
No,
you're gambling.
Wait a second. You pass up the halal place, but you're going to eat at McDonald's, and you're worried about getting sick?
That's
in
what
Newark.
It was.
Well,
yeah,
in Newark.
Well, no, but she knew. She's like, no, you can't. Yeah, you can't lock yourself in for a concert experience on McDonald's in the tummy. You can't do that.
No.
Because, you know, it's no longer a song during a piss break. You're shitting during Living on a Prayer.
You're literally living on a prayer.
You literally are.
I'm going to make it all the way to that
God,
far.
God, I can really go for some bad medicine. toilet paper wanted dead or alive. I mean, really. So she knew. She knew you can't get the
I'm
McDonald's.
A cowboy on a porcelain horse a horse, I ride.
On a porcelain throne I ride. I'm shitting.
I'm dead or alive.
Yeah, but she knows. She's smart. She doesn't eat fast food. You can't go to McDonald's if you don't eat fast. You have to. It's like anything. You need to build up antibodies. To eat that.
Yeah, you
stuff.
Do.
So we go, all right, we'll eat in the arena. That's fine. You know you're going to pay a lot of money for it, but you go, all right, same having that experience. We're going to eat in the arena. So we're in the upper deck, like in the upper. So like the we're walking around. What do they have? They got cheeseburgers.
It's like $12 for the cheeseburger,
yeah.
Right?
No, 15.
Yeah, expensive.
Cheeseburgers, a chicken sandwich, chicken tenders. That's all there is in the upper deck.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I did not know this, because usually you walk around, they got some steak sandwiches, some pizza.
Halal sounding pretty good.
Halal
right
sounding
yeah, isn't
good.
It good?
You can't leave. And trust me, I'm thinking we should have had the gyro, stupid.
Yes.
Shawarma would be delicious right now.
There you go.
So, all right, fine. You know what? We'll get a couple of hamburgers. $15 each, a couple hamburgers and fries.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do this. We're going to deal with it.
At this point, you should have parked wherever you damn well please.
Can we have a couple of hamburgers? Well, we only have cheeseburgers. Yeah, it's like a cheeseburger, except you don't cook it with the cheese.
Yeah.
Can you do that? Let me ask. This is a production.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
I'm ordering off the menu, which apparently you cannot do at the Prudential Center.
Let me get this straight.
Pretty much.
Let me get this straight. You want a cheeseburger without the cheese?
Yeah. It's not like you said a hamburger without the bun. You said...
That should be able to be accomplished as well, too, by the way.
You just put it on a plate. It would be okay, really. You're not breaking any corporate rules.
No buns.
Oh, my God.
How do you handle that?
Oh, my God.
Is security going to come over?
So they go, all right, let me ask. I mean, I didn't even know asking was in the equation.
Right.
Let me ask.
It should not be.
No, it should not be. So, and there's a bunch of cooks standing around back there. Now, I know they got a bunch of food lined up ready to go because we got there early. The food's ready to go. We can't do this. We
can't accomplish the cheeseless burger.
It is unheard of in these parts. We would not know how to properly cook a cheeseburger without the cheese. How would one do this? It's almost like it's a whole new thing.
Oh, my God.
I would have taken it, opened it up in front of them, taken the piece of cheese off and say, this is how you do it. And just throw it.
Yeah, but now it's melted.
It's melted and it's on there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
I don't like cheese either.
And you think in this era where so many people are lactose intolerant.
But wait, do either of you keep kosher?
I'm just not a fan of cheeseburgers.
Okay. Me? Not you.
Yeah, do you keep kosher?
I meant him or his wife, not you.
Well, it's like I have kosher salt. That's as much as we got.
Kosher. I know this is kosher, the Canada Dry Ginger Ale.
It most certainly is. So they can't accomplish, which, you know, already pisses me off.
Yeah, no, it's stupidity.
It's stupidity. So the wife gets chicken tenders and fries, 3 chicken tenders and French fries for $13, by the way. I go, you know what? I'll get a chicken sandwich.
Right.
I'll just get the chicken sandwich. That chicken sandwich for $15 was god-awful.
It's a sin.
I thought it would be decent.
At least edible. You know?
I should have gone with the chicken tenders.
Oh, man.
And the fries weren't cooked
with the McQuarters.
I didn't know, stupid. You weren't there.
You should have gone to Halal.
I should have gone to Halal, but I didn't make the decision. Once again, this is what happens when I don't take the lead.
This is what happens to me with Mr. Helix when we would go to places like he's got a gig. So it's like, all right, now he's got to bring the drums. We got to unload the drums. Then all right. Neither of us have eaten, so is there food at the place? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Depends on what's going on. So I'll go, hey, you have plenty of time before you're supposed to start. There's a place across the street. Why don't we go to eat there? And for some godforsaken reason, he'll say something like, well, let's just see what happens. What, is food magically going to happen?
Because
he's
cheap.
Food is there.
He's cheap.
No, it's not because he's cheap. I don't know
he's
what it is.
At the time.
It's this psychological thing. So I'm now I'm like, no, I see the food. I know what's going to happen. I'm going to go and eat there. You can do whatever you want now, but
well
I'm going to go get the food.
Yeah, but I can't leave the wife in the middle of Newark as I go on a Halal run.
No,
that's
true. But now I'm just like, I see what you do. No, let's wait. No, let's not wait because there will be no food. And then wife is going to get hangry at some point during the evening. You'll be sorry if I don't get the food now. And it's like,
time out. The homework's not due to Friday. Go. It's not due till Friday. Go on. We're talking about the horrible food experience at the Prudential Center.
Davin's talking to his wife, by the way.
Yes.
Time out, he says. Live radio. Time out.
Time out. Car.
Car.
The wife is the car. I'm yelling at her. What do you think this is, a road?
Yeah, what do you think this is, a radio show?
Most certainly
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Wait, is that the cleaning lady?
Sorry, brief domestic
head
break.
Head down.
We're back.
Head down. Let me see the top.
Marge.
No. This is not a reception
area.
You got
lotion? What do you got?
Yeah. You got a necklace? Cheap.
You should have went up to her and says, put the lotion in the basket.
Elsa gets those again.
All right. So clearly you were the wise one.
Yeah, well, I mean, no. I'm usually the hungry one. And I'm like, no, we're not waiting until something magical happens later. Because what happens, this one particular place, there was like a strip mall. It was, there's food on Long Island. There's food everywhere.
At least a pizza
and
place.
And maybe a cook will show up in this bar. And sometimes they don't. And I'm like, no, I'm not waiting to find out if the kitchen is open or closed. Or I'm not going back there cooking my own damn food. I've seen Bar Rescue. I know what happens back there. I want to go to the place where they're actually judged by the health inspector,
by the way,
Saturday, and they make
Joker's
food.
Comedy Club, some fabulous bar food.
Ah, there you go.
Wonderful bar
food. And the cook always shows up. Always.
Oh, you know what? That sounds like a deal.
Exactly.
He's always there.
Okay. Actually, we're going. If you do want to join us, we're going out before the club. If you decide to come,
if you're going out someplace else,
restaurant.
You guys drinking? You guys drinking before?
Obvious. I probably won't.
You won't.
Not before the show.
No.
You see the type of act I do. You really
I know.
Want, you
no.
really want me to, with my temper and drunk?
No.
You don't want that.
No, ooh, that would be ugly. No, he. No, go ahead. Tie went on.
I'm still getting paid. If that's what you want, I'll be happy to do it.
No.
You want me sober, I'll have a drink with you afterwards.
All right.
So
there you go.
So, no, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm like, no, we're not going to wait and see what happens. No. Maybe you're not hungry now, but I know you have to drum. I still have to eat. I am not
feed me, Seymour.
I am not performing. I need to eat. I'm not going to be.
Horrors.
I'm not going to be. Yeah.
Great movie, by the way. Saw the play. Great movie too.
Yeah, I did that play in community theater.
I think I probably saw it.
Did you?
Yeah,
you might have. Yeah, you
Steve
did.
Martin was in the movie.
Yeah,
he was great in it.
Yeah, he was great in it. I loved him as the crazy dentist.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. So I get it. Yeah. No, all right. So we're in the upper deck. Now, I got front row seats in the upper. We're upper deck on the side.
Okay.
Which is actually closer than being in the upper deck in the middle.
Mm. Oh, yes, it is.
You're in closer
it is.
Proximity
yeah.
to the band. So we're side view. I don't really mind that.
Yeah.
Got the front row.
Great.
Because you don't have to worry about people standing in front of you.
Yeah.
Which is a thing. Unfortunately, I did not know this. In the front row, there's not as much leg room.
Oh, yes, that's true.
I don't know why that is.
But you guys are not exactly basketball players, so
no.
Is
but
that
the wife
real,
wondered.
Is it?
The wife wondered. Well, how does a 6'5" person sit here?
They don't book that seat.
I'm like, I don't.
They
know
these things.
I'm like, I don't know. Why are you asking me this stupid shit? Enjoy the show.
No, tall people. No, don't sit in that row.
No, I'm sure there's some people that's their first concert and they don't know,
and then they never do it again.
I understand. But somebody makes the mistake.
Somebody does.
But we're not tall people.
No, you're not. So not overly. So fine. So
not overly is, by any measure, unless we're in a room of midgets. We're not tall people. Hi, Joe.
Hi. So what you're saying is your little hands fit comfortably in those seats.
Your little hands.
Well, here's the thing. Well, I don't sit with my hands. I sit with my ass, stupid. What is fucking wrong with you? We're not talking about gloves, you motherfucker. We're talking about a seat. What is wrong with you? See what happens when you don't show up? I got to stick my fangs in the ham because he's a stupid shit. Playing the part of Joe Curry, Walt Papala. What a stupid thing to say. Your little hands. It's a chair, stupid. I've never heard of such a thing.
Oh, my God,
what,
Walt.
What, am I doing a handstand to sit? What is wrong with you?
My God, Walt, you're bleeding.
That's from his vagina.
No, that's from the
and
facts.
Everywhere. He's bleeding from everywhere.
Yes, bleeding from his wherever.
Wherever.
His buttons are easy to push.
Man. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's
really? Tell him, knock on the bedroom door after a gig when you have to tell him that we have to drive back to the club at the shopping center because you can't find your bag. Knock on that door. I'd rather bang on the gates of hell.
You just did.
I would have rather you banged on the gates of hell.
When he
did.
When he opened that door, it looked like the Munster's staircase when the thing would open. Yeah. What do you mean we had to go? I lost my bag. Are you shitting me? No, it's a whole ruse
he
I cooked
his
up.
Purse.
I've seen that
he
face.
He lost his purse. But whatever, we've been over that.
Right.
It's your own fault. And listen, I didn't give you shit about it on the ride home. I didn't say anything about it.
No, because I was beating myself up over it.
And I was happy to
you
take the break.
Yeah.
I was happy for the downtime.
Catch up and maybe read.
Yeah. Oh, Joe seems to be handling
letters himself. To the family.
Joe feels awful about this. My work here is done. Yeah. I don't have to say a thing.
The dumbest things I've ever done.
Which is saying something, because you have quite the history. A lot of practice. Exactly. See, look at him pile it in. Stupid walks in. Walt's like, I'm going to their team now. it's like going from the Mets to the Yankees. Go, I want to win.
He got traded.
By the way, the Mets are winning 1-0. Yankees down 1-0.
Are they really? What inning?
Probably first or second.
How many times Stanton struck out already?
Yeah, but they're playing the Red Sox tonight.
So?
The Sox. You got to say it right.
Go
Sox.
Sorry. So there's no real room. Whatever. Not a big deal. I still think it's... So the opening band is this band called Revel. Have you heard of Revel?
No.
Stanton struck out once.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
You could put it on a fucking tee, he would swing and a miss. I'm still not going to to boo him.
I just see them all.
What's going on? Like,
T-ball.
Stupid.
Fucking swinging. Use some PEDs. Fucking improve this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you'll be ostracized and shunned from the league, but at least you'll have dignity.
Exactly. Look, Mark McGwire got a fucking job.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Right.
Because he hit home runs. That's what you used to do.
You could sell stuff for the money store.
So the opening act is a band called Revel. Revel is also a casino from Atlantic City that went bankrupt.
Yes.
If you're a New Jersey band, I'm thinking Revel, not the right fucking name.
No.
Did it come back, though? The Revel come back?
It might be coming back.
It's coming back. Right.
But either way, a lot of people lost it. A bad situation.
Hard Rock is down there now.
Yeah.
Where Trump Marina used to be.
Because you don't have any Trump stuff right down there. It's like a band calling themselves "We're Trump's Taj Mahal." Nah, it's probably a better band.
There was a band called Taj Mahal, though.
Right, but not Trump's Taj Mahal.
Right.
Trump's Taj Mahal went bankrupt.
Yeah.
He was eventually going to buy it, and then it would have been Trump's Taj Mahal band. That was silence. That's a long, that was a long pause.
But well earned.
Yes.
Well-earned. So, all right. So what
does he know about the barrel?
Well, he should. He's fucking living in it. So what Bon Jovi is doing.
I just hold on. Well, are you guys going to be back at Jester's? I don't know.
Well, there is no Jester's, stupid. It's Joker's.
Joker's, whatever.
Go play Jester's. They're waiting for you.
He's coming back with J.J. Boyd.
Well, you guys could talk about that off the air. You guys are kindred spirits with JJ.
Well, I'm sure we are.
So what Bon Jovi's doing now is they're not bringing national acts with them to open these shows. They're bringing local bands, which is a nice opportunity
that
for
is
local
nice.
Bands. You're also not getting the draw that some of these national acts would bring because they have their own fans.
Right.
Fine, I get that. That's kind of cool.
But you're probably not getting paid for that spot. You're trying to earn. You're trying to get a spot. So it's actually like it's almost like the blog that I sent. You know, and playing a rock band.
I didn't read
it yet. But where these bands, I heard about this on Eddie Trunk's show, the metal show, where these bands will pay to play to do the opening spot. I know they play, but or they won't get paid. And they try to get their name out and move some CDs and merch at the
Here's
merch
the
show.
Thing.
Why wouldn't you do that?
No, well, right? Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I would.
You
Fragile
would.
Sky had a thing like that. We jump at it.
Here's the thing.
So just to be
so you get this big break. Couple things here. If nobody knows who you are, don't ask the audience to sing along.
Oh, really?
And don't
one of their songs. Or
yes.
To somebody else's.
Oh.
To one of their songs.
No.
No. No, no.
Mom was singing along.
And you know, hey, make some noise. People still aren't there yet. Just play your tunes. I get it. You want to be somebody. I get it.
You know, it's and also it takes something for an opening band. I remember back in the day it was Journey. Journey was playing and who's the guy that
an hour. Take your time.
Who's the guy that sang "Rescue Me"? We're gonna run to you. Bryan Adams. Bryan Adams was just his album came out, first album, stuff like that. He's just this opening act, and this is when Journey had "Escape" out, and he gave Journey a run for their money.
Wow,
he was so good.
Right. Well, this is not the case.
Yeah, probably not. But there are cases where
absolutely Guns N' Roses opened for a bunch of bands, and that stopped.
Yeah,
you know,
for Stones, right?
Yeah,
I think they opened for Aerosmith. They opened for a bunch of bands. Yeah.
Well, this sounds like you guys say about comedy. They didn't call the room, you know.
Right. They didn't. No, they didn't.
You know, they didn't read the room.
The one time you ask the audience to make some noise,
and they're not
moving along. So I'm like, well, who are these guys? So I go on their website during their set. They have an EP out. It's got 3 songs. They have 2 dates on the calendar. This is one of them. The next one's in May.
Oh dear.
They played a grand total of 19 minutes. You know what? I'm all for Bon Jovi giving new bands an opportunity. But let's get some. At least Fragile Sky, maybe he's earned it a little bit. Somebody that could put together 5-6 songs.
Fragile Sky. Yeah. If Fragile Sky went out and did that gig, we could go out and we could do an hour and a half.
Nobody's asking for that.
Actually, you know.
But I'm saying if
yes.
we could, you know.
Yeah.
You know who earned it?
Who?
Revel. They got the gig, so they earned it. They did the work to get in that gig. They didn't just get
unless they paid to play. Unless they paid to. But what I'm saying is, I like the fact that they're giving bands opportunities.
Yes.
But I mean, I'd like to see a band working a little harder than having one date in May at the Mercury Lounge. I'd like to see some other things.
Yes.
If you're gonna play 3 songs, maybe they shouldn't be really long instrumentals to get to the 19 minutes.
Really? That's what happened? Wow.
Who cares about that first band, though?
Well, but I've listened to first bands
and thought, wow.
Those people are probably whacked in the audience and don't
No, they're not there yet, but that's fine.
No, but
it is an opportunity.
Yeah, it is an opportunity. And I've got I've bought CDs and like become fans of opening bands before because they were so good.
But you have, yeah.
Yeah, that's the exception.
So, like I said, this first time I'm seeing them since they opened in like in 10 years, and the band is different now. You know, there's no Richie Sambora. There's not that chemistry. Here's the problem I think a lot of people have with Bon Jovi. People want Bon Jovi to be a nostalgia act, like a lot of these bands of that era are.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi keeps on putting out new music. Every couple of years, they're putting out new music, and this album that they have right now supporting went to number one twice. Their songs chart. So Bon Jovi doesn't look at themselves as a nostalgia act.
Right.
Because they're not.
Right.
They're still viable as a recording artist on some level.
Yeah.
It's not like when you go in to see Tesla, for instance, and you want to see the hits. Bon Jovi's going to play some of the hits, but for instance, they played four tracks off the new album.
Yeah, which is what you do because you're pushing the new album.
Which is a lot by today's standards for bands of this generation.
Yes.
But you want to know, so if you're into the band, like when Iron Maiden came out, they had Book of Souls, which was their last album, which I think is one of the best Iron Maiden albums ever. And this is into like 30 years of their career.
Wow.
And the Notorious, when they have a new album, they play a lot of them. They played a lot of it when I saw them a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. But the album is phenomenal.
Right, but I guarantee you there was people that saw them that were pissed off that they played all the new stuff.
Well, here's the deal. I was pissed off at the Choice Encores. I thought that the Choice Encores stunk. I can't believe he picked some of the stuff that they picked. You know,
people are always – and they played a lot of stuff – after 2000, and they've had hits after 2000.
Yeah,
Bon Jovi. They played a lot of that stuff. They even had a record I didn't know about. And I think that people want to think of Bon Jovi as Slippery When Wet and New Jersey.
Yes.
I think people want to think of Bon Jovi as those two albums.
Yeah, but I bet you they played a lot of songs from both of those albums.
They don't. They play some. Listen, you're closing on Living on a Prayer. You're playing Bad Medicine. You're playing Wanted Dead or Alive, but you're playing a song like fucking Amen from their 2013 album that most people don't know.
Runaway.
Yeah.
They did play Runaway, but I guess they don't usually play it.
Well,
they did.
While we're subject, I want to talk music to Pip. You know, they tuned down a half step. You don't play natural.
Oh, you know what? I'm not surprised.
What are you talking about?
You don't understand, you're not a musician or in the music.
All right, but we have audience, stupid. Audience. You're not talking on the break, you fucking asshole. So why don't explain what the fuck you're talking about?
No, we're saying that, you know, a lot of the older acts, they can't hit those high highs, so they transpose the music and they tune down.
You see? That's how it's done. Thank you, Pip. And I was actually going to bring that up. Thank you.
I can't believe you got so excited about that.
It's a job. I have to. No, but I mean, you are going to explain something. Oh, you're just musicians. You think just fucking musicians are listening to this? We have a fucking audience. You explain it for everybody. This is not new shit I'm explaining to you right now. Am I wrong?
Joe, I love you, but you're wrong on this one.
Thank you. We want to know. You have insights. We'd like to know.
We were passing notes in the class.
I think they were talking something personal.
They weren't. They were talking about what these older bands do.
Oh.
Right, but Joe said it like nobody else would be interested in it, and thank goodness Pip explained it for us laymen who aren't musicians. That's what happened.
Yeah, I took music theory in high
school.
Sorry,
I caused such a ruckus.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You show up every week and you do it. You're not. I'm not sorry at all. I think it's insincere.
Come down here, sit quietly, mention something.
But you didn't mention it to all of us. You just said, well, Pip, I'm going to talk to you. That's what you said. It wasn't for the conversation. It was just for Pip.
I figured it was just a quick 2-second thing. I didn't think I was going to be ostracized.
So why didn't you do that on the break?
Okay.
All right. Anyway, it's a good point, though. You're right. No, the point is right.
I don't know whether I should have wound my watch right now.
I would say if you were talented, you could do both.
Ripped
but, you
my
know.
Ass to shreds, then gave me a pat in the back.
Because it's a valid
You're a
point.
Very bad father. Holy shit.
You need to bring a fire extinguisher when you come down here because you never know when the flame war is going to start.
Well, am I wrong? I mean, if you're going to talk on the radio, shouldn't you try to relate it so everybody can understand?
Listen, you know, you're wrong.
You said he was wrong.
You said, am I wrong? I said he's wrong, but I changed my. I changed now.
You never
changed.
I'm changing it. You're wrong now.
And where everybody's wrong.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So I came down to Compton attitude. Okay.
Yeah. I accept that one a little bit more. Well, anyway,
what else do I have to argue with you about?
Yeah, show's early. This thing. So, but you're right. But they
having everything confiscated in your house right now while you're here.
Yeah, like I want fucking seashell napkin holders. I'll
By the
fine.
Way, since we're in a brief pause, Joe, are you eating jelly beans?
No.
You're chewing gum on the air.
Joe's girl wants to know if you're eating jelly
beans. Oh, I'm sorry.
How about you stop chewing into the microphone, you asshole? Well, Joe, how are you enjoying your first day of radio? I think you have a bright future in it. Keep up everything you're doing. God damn, I wish I was Anthony. I had a beer can. I would wing it at you right now.
The first time.
Yeah, I could have. I don't do that.
Anyway. No, so, yeah, well, that's what, so, yeah, so people get upset about the song selection because they want to hear the hits, but Bon Jovi's not in that place. Also, the wife noticed and her friends noticed, and a lot of people have noticed, Bon Jovi can't hit those notes anymore. So they slow it down.
He's going to be 60 years old.
He's 55. No? Looks great. 55. Looks great.
You're a fig.
What?
No, you know what though?
Yeah,
he
you know
those
what?
Guys.
You
they must,
those things.
They must do so because like, I was hanging out with David Bryan, the keyboard player at down.
He's
at
gonna drop this name forever.
You damn right I am. Fucker.
God damn it!
When I was at
show.
The table chatting with Dave, my friend Dave Bryan, at
couple of peers,
keyboard player Bon Jovi,
talking about keyboards.
That's what it was. That's what it was. That's what it was. And
he looks to you for guidance.
He's a year older than me, but he looks years younger than me.
He doesn't. He didn't live with
Joe
you.
Doesn't say much for you, Joe.
Yeah.
No, but. But yes, they slow it down. They slow it down. But here's the thing. I guess John still can't hit those notes.
They're tough notes to hit.
Yeah.
And so he's like he's not playing. He's not singing the same stuff the band is playing.
Oh.
Like on a couple places. So I think Bon Jovi really should do is what bands like Aerosmith and other these bands do. Def Leppard might do this at this point, too. They bring it like female singers.
Yeah.
Bring the you don't have to hit the high notes. Bring a couple of the girls, usually African American girls, because they can belt it, and have them hit the highs. There's no shame in your game.
No, background singers do that. They cover where you can't quit. But also sometimes they will double the high note with an instrument so that you can't always hear where the voice is leaving off, like a keyboard. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like a keyboard, like they'll hit the note and you match the note, so they can't see where the voice is leaving off and where the keyboard's picking it up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't notice it as much.
Mm.
But I guess they did.
Okay.
But, you know, whatever. I mean, it kind of goes with the territory. Now, the wife goes, oh, he looks really old.
Compared to when he first came out, sure.
From the ceiling. She saw that.
No,
all
well, yeah.
All the
they have the screen.
Yeah, but also, you know, you can zoom in with the camera and everything. But yeah.
Well, he's got gray hair. You know, he's got gray hair.
Yeah,
stuff
and I was
like
fine
that.
With it. I'm like, you know what?
You
I
know
mind.
What? He's aging. He's aging gracefully. He's not trying to go. I mean, look, I went out to see a couple of guys in the old band Angel in the 80s, and the one guy
you
is
too.
Yeah, the gun guy's got fake hair. The other guy got more plastic done on him than a Corvette hood. You know, and it's just
too much.
You look freaky.
You know, they hang on to. I think when you're as good looking as John Bon Jovi, you can go gray.
Yeah, he's like the elder statesman of rock.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, and he's cool as the keyboard player.
That's
Bon
right.
Jovi, but
you know, David Bryan setting up a dinner date between John, David, and Joe.
Yeah,
I'm sure we'll be hearing about
talk
that
music.
In 20 years.
Yeah, no, we have a lot in common. You know, he packs up his rig and he goes to MetLife Stadium. I pack up my rig and go to Dingbats.
He's got four Tony Awards.
Yeah,
you have,
nothing. Yeah, but you
know,
but still,
shit at Platsky. It's all good.
But still, we play keyboards on a rock band. You know, it's all the same.
Is it?
I try to believe it is.
He's got a couple dates at Joker's. You have none.
He's opening for J.J. Boyd.
J.J.'s getting a lot of radio play tonight. I wouldn't say it's love. But
old
Hacka
Wacka. Or as I call him, J.J. Badinsky.
He's got no dates. He's got no dates anywhere.
What else? but you know, I actually like always record a little bit at these concerts now, and I always think they sound great. And then I like listen like 8 months later, I'm like, oh my god, they sound awful. like when you're in that mode, you're like, oh, this rocks.
Yes.
Yeah. Even with Guns N' Roses, we thought, wow, Axl sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
go
actually.
Right, and then go back and look at a video from that same concert. Oh.
Yeah, that's why I don't do that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
don't
no,
do that.
Not good.
You ruin a memory.
Yeah, no, you do, and it's better to just be in the moment. And it's like you can't help it, but you're caught up with the energy of the crowd, just like they are. You know,
speaking of the energy of the crowd, I saw something I'd never seen before.
What?
You know how they have you know how like they have the handicapped area,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the handicapped corral.
Yeah,
for those who can't walk.
Get on in there, Willie. Yeah, yeah, get in there. Yeah. Come on in, paraplegic. Get in there. Yeah, yeah.
So you've seen.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, they got the handicap around, they got the wheelchairs and the handicap people's minders. So we're sitting
minders.
Sure. Anyway, you prod them to get them going.
Oh, get over there with that drill bucket over there. Yeah, yeah.
People be hanging out there with with her brother soon.
Sell them
oh God, that's awful.
No, she'll get good seats. She'll be happy.
Anyway. Sell them lotion and keychains. Yeah. You know.
So there's this like woman who from the back looks like she's 80.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a wheelchair.
Right.
All of a sudden, Bon Jovi starts playing the hits. She's up there and fist pumping. Bon Jovi healed this bitch. I'd never seen such a thing.
It was a tent revival.
Bad medicine. This 80-year-old broad gets out of her wheelchair. She's fist pumping. She's
apparently,
crying.
It's good medicine.
I got some good medicine.
Nana got her ass right up there, yeah.
And another, Pepe, you've been to a bunch of concerts of late.
Yeah.
Have you noticed this trend where a lot of these bands are starting with the American flag?
No.
No.
Oh, I've seen it. I saw it at Scorpions. Saw it at Alice Cooper. Saw it at Bon Jovi.
What do you mean by starting by with the American flag?
Like there's a big image of the American flag or a big like not doing the thing where people sing. The national anthem.
The national anthem. Yeah. The thing that the people sing.
My dementia. No, like the yes. Shut up. You do it too. Yeah, but like put on a big board. They'll have like a video of the American flag, and they'll do the red, white, and blue colors on the. Like, there's always something very patriotic to start these shows.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, it's a trend that's been going on.
Oh, okay.
And I've fucking had enough.
Yeah, done.
I think it's a little hack.
Yeah.
I think the flag to start a concert, unless you're going to lead us in the national anthem, which I am fine with, by the way. If a band wants to start their set with the national anthem. Cool, man. I'm down with it.
That'd be awesome. It's a hard song to sing.
Yeah, most of these singers can't do that.
Take a knee.
I'm with you. I was going to say that, too. Thank you.
Yeah, but you knew the silence was coming.
I actually thought it, too.
Really?
I did. I thought it, too.
You got your little supporters over here. Don't you feel proud of yourself?
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I knew I was going to get flamed, and I dummied up, and that's where you went wrong.
I'm not afraid to get flamed.
No, because nobody flames like you.
Flamed by
get
flamed.
So... Yeah. All right.
You want a Snapple? This Snapple.
Oh, good. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
So it was a good concert. No souvenirs in the top level, which I thought was weird.
That is weird.
And
I'm sorry. No souvenirs in the top level?
What yeah.
Do you mean? Oh, there was no merch stand up there?
Yeah.
Yes, Joe. Thank you for translating. That's what I meant.
Okay. No, I was just trying to get a handle on it.
You want to talk to Pip about it and discuss it and get back to us?
No.
I'm surprised because usually they put at least a tiny kiosk with a couple of shirts and a keychain and lotion and all kinds of bullshit.
That's a callback.
Jovi lotion. I'd like John Bon Jovi lotion.
I would like some John Bon.
High karate.
Oh, God. Some
so
John Bon Jovi
so I'm
lotion.
Like, you know what? I'll
right,
get my
Joe's girl?
T-shirt outside.
Right.
Jude him down.
Well, yeah, as you've seen me work. There was no t-shirt, guys.
No ball sack shirt?
No ball sack shirt in Newark, New Jersey. What is that? Is it too cold for them? Are they afraid to work? There's two nights.
Go on the internet. They didn't,
it's more expensive.
Shirt.
I looked. It's
they
more expensive.
They didn't want to sell them, so they keep them packed around their balls because it's that cold. You don't want to give that up. That
probably.
Little nest.
I don't want to think of a ball nest.
Keep them packed there. Keep them
packed
there.
No, but you would think in Newark, the streets in Newark, you'd be able to find a t-shirt guy.
You would think, yeah.
I have
sure.
in the past. A t-shirt guy.
Prudential Center.
That's
nice joint. That's I'm sorry, and JPAC in Newark. Around there, they were throwing shirts around.
Really?
Yeah. What's outside.
JPAC? What is JPAC?
And JPAC.
New Jersey
Performing Arts Center.
In Newark. It's a nice place.
Yeah, it is nice. And one block away, it's not a nice place.
So there was no t-shirts.
Wow, yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
All right. We'll take our first break because we've done a lot of radio. On the break, we got new music from Pretty Gritty with Love Don't Live Here Anymore and Tears of Happiness with Lose This Feeling. And, of course, you can hear more about both artists at deucemusic.com. We will be back shortly.